Lady Taylor had bugs in her walls, and not the kind with jointed legs and crunchy bodies. The tortured piano in the corner whined out something that vaguely resembled music, as I fought the urge to pull out my comm and track the signals to their sources. Three different broadcast frequencies meant at least three different agencies were interested in what happened at a consortium ladies' afternoon tea. Or perhaps they were just interested in Lady Taylor. My mind spun down that avenue, looking for motive, before I forcefully reined it in. I had to focus, dammit. If only these events weren't so dreadfully dull. A nearby conversation caught my attention. I smiled into my teacup as the two girls behind me debated in fierce, heated whispers whether or not I'd killed my husband. They didn't realize the terrible piano music wouldn't hide their discussion. My youngest sister stiffened at my side as she overheard a particularly exuberant theory. I put a restraining hand on her arm. Katerina's eyes flashed with fury, but I minutely shook my head, and she settled down. She glanced behind us, no doubt cataloging the girls' faces for future retribution. Neither the words nor the speculation bothered me, and indeed, they gave me something to focus on. But my youngest sister had always chafed at the daily viciousness of consortium life. A quick glance confirmed the girls were from one of the lower houses. A brunette with straight hair, tan skin, and a face just a touch too narrow for true beauty sat beside a stunning young woman with ebony skin and black curls. We had been introduced at some point, but memory was fluid and mine more than most. I couldn't recall either of their names. This was likely their first social season. They hadn't yet learned how to subtly skewer an opponent with a smile and a few well-chosen words. Even Katerina could probably send them from the room in tears with little more than a sentence. Besides, the girls' speculation as to how I could have killed Gregory provided some much-needed distraction. The formal sitting room was almost claustrophobically small, with no windows and heavy, ornate furniture. You'd never know we were in the penthouse of a 30-story building. The two dozen impeccably dressed, sharp-eyed women seated in little cliques facing the piano only added to the oppressive atmosphere.
"Bianca, why do you let them continue?"
Kat asked in an exasperated whisper. I'd been on the receiving end of many exasperated whispers lately. "What? You don't think I paid Gregory's mistress to get him drunk and push him down the stairs?" I asked, quoting the latest ridiculous suggestion. Uncertainty flashed across her face as her mask slipped the tiniest bit.
"Of course not," she said stoutly.
She shot me a sly smile and continued.
"You're a von Hasenberg. You do it yourself."
That was as close as any of my sisters ever got to asking me what had really happened, and every time it caused a riot of emotions. Fear, anger, relief, love. As I waited to see if this time would be the time they would ask. I set my teacup on its saucer with precise, iron-willed control. The two pieces met without the telltale rattle that would indicate my internal turmoil. The interminable piano piece finally came to an end, saving me from having to respond.
"Was poison?"
the curly-haired gossip said into the sudden silence. She choked off the words on a strangled gasp. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw her freeze as every person in the room turned her way. Her black curls trembled as she swallowed nervously. The sharks paused, smelling blood.
"What was that, dear?"
Lady Taylor asked with false sweetness. She had a daughter, one who could not play the piano for love or money. If these two were shunned, her daughter would have a better shot at making a good match. The silence stretched as the girl floundered. The second girl, the brunette, sat stone still, doing her best to blend into the furniture.
"She was asking if poison was the best option to remove a particularly stubborn weed," I said smoothly. Lady Taylor's laser gaze swiveled to me. But as the daughter of a high house, I outranked her, and she knew it.
Is that so?
She asked. I tipped up my chin a fraction. Ice frosted my tone.
You doubt my word?
When she took a second too long to answer, I stood. Katerina rose with me. Lady Taylor paled beneath her flawless makeup as all eyes now focused on her.
Of course I didn't mean...
I would feel sympathetic, except she had meant to cause offense. She was conniving, and I'd let her get away with too much for too long because I just didn't care. I'd already done my duty to my house. My position was secure, and I had no one I needed to impress. But the moment she'd doubted my word, she'd taken it too far. A fact that was just now dawning on her.